On the phone this afternoon with Jolene Jewell of Greenbush, Minnesota. Jolene, how are things in Greenbush today?
Oh, it's kind of cold and drippy and a little cloudy, but...
Typical northern Minnesota weather, right?
Getting ready for snowflakes, I suppose.
Oh, bite your tongue.
My daughter is going, oh, goody, goody. Time to get the snowmobiles out.
Yeah, it depends on your perspective, right? That's a big deal.
Absolutely. Yeah. All in your attitude.
Okay, now you are a glass artist. Define that for me. What is a glass artist, Julian?
I work with what they call fused glass. I take glass and put it into a kiln and melt it together into various shapes and forms. And sometimes I work with hot glass coming out of a kiln, but it's not like blown glass. It's another form of glass art.
Okay, I've known that handmade glass art falls into basically one of three categories: hot glass, warm glass, and cold glass. What's the differences?
You have got me on the cold glass.
You haven't done cold glass before?
Unsure of what that means.
Okay.
I do cold working with my glass.
Okay.
Which means I take it to a sandblaster, a saw, grinder, and
yes,
you know, finish it that way.
Now, I've heard that is cold glass. That's grinding, polishing, etching, whatever, engraving. Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Hot glass usually means a hot a shop where they're blowing glass.
So you prefer hot glass?
Well, I do fused glass, which is again a little different technique. But,
okay. Now, if you would describe that for us.
That again is where I take glass in various forms, either sheet glass or, you know, various bits of glass powders, and melt them together in a kiln.
Mm-hmm.
And when they've melted together, I then form them, step number two, in the kiln into the shape I want.
Okay. How long have you done this, Julian?
I started in 2009. My daughter and I started with a $50 kiln. And I started selling some consignment pieces then, and then joined Artists on Main in Roseau probably a year or two after that.
That was my next question. Now, you're a member of that group, Artists on Main in Roseau. Describe what that is in Roseau, Minnesota.
It is, if you haven't been there, it is a great little shop of just a wide variety of artists, from jewelry to fabric to there's woodworking, there's pottery, things that do stained glass, people that work with just various forms. Nice quality work there.
Have you had your work displayed in exhibits before?
I have. I have done some shows around the local area, and then I've done a one-man show, and then a couple other exhibits there in East Grand Forks at the Riverwalk Gallery.
Now, are you involved with one right now at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery? Is there one coming up, an exhibit there?
Yes, there is a juried show there that's going on currently, and I have two projects that are in that show that have been accepted, and I think it's running, what's the dates on it?
But it's on right now, right?
It's correct. It's
okay.
Running now through November or something.
Okay, all right. And you have two pieces of work there. Can you describe those to us?
Yes. I am kind of, in these two pieces, showcasing two new methods that I'm currently working on.
Mm-hmm.
The first piece is called Eclipse with a Flourish, and it actually is sort of a double-sided bowl with a hole in the top that's made into a vase. And to do that, I have fused three 10-inch diameter round pieces together, and I made two of those discs, and then I put them into the kiln a second time so that they were then shaped into a bowl shape.
Okay.
I then took it to my cold working equipment and drilled a hole in the top of one of them and sand smoothed the edges and then put angles on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I laminated the two pieces together. And then I have a photoresist process that I use to make stencils. So I put stencils on these bowls and then I deeply sandblasted a design into the glass. And then the last and final couple of steps were that I took the entire project and lightly sandblasted the whole thing and finished it so fingerprints would not show on it.
Oh, okay. Well, if you have a chance and you're in the East Grand Forks, Grand Forks area, please stop on by. That's the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council's Riverwalk Artist Gallery, and Jolene's work is on display right now. And is this work for sale, Jolene?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, that's part of our conversation, too. You do this for income, and do you do specialty orders on glasswork?
Yes, absolutely. I call it my hobby gone wild. Last summer, we actually added on to, I had my studio in the garage, and so we've added on, so I've got my own studio now. And I do custom orders. I also do students that come in and do some of their own work here, and I kind of do that on a one-to-one basis. You call me, and we'll work out a schedule as to what works to get there, and we can do from simple projects with children to, you know, more complex things that take two or three sessions.
So you do have classes. As a matter of fact, Maureen Regalado, who is the promotion specialist for the Arts Council, she handles the webpage and letting up my guests on Pioneer 90.1. She and her family were involved in some artwork with you, weren't they?
Yes, they did. That was before I had my new studio, but we had them out, and the kids, it's so fun to see kids. They can make some amazing creative pieces. It's just, you know, well, I think I want to go this direction, and you just kind of help them figure out how to put it together, and it's really fun to see.
That leads to my next question, though. As an artist, do you prefer something that's ordered, a specific type of art, or do you prefer working on something and kind of ad-libbing as you go along?
You know, I do both. And as to what method I prefer, I think I'm still kind of in this journey of trying to figure out what is my preferred method of working with this glass.
Sure.
There are so many different techniques and methods you can do that it's always fun to try a new and different one and work that together, or gives me more knowledge for the custom orders when I do them. So,
as you're producing glass artwork, how do you add color to the glass?
You know, a lot of the glass comes in colors and swirled patterns.
Okay.
And that's the simple way to get color into the glass. But, you know, the more complex is to use powders and frits. I've got a couple pieces I just made in my studio that I actually used scrap pieces together and melted them so they swirled down into a flat piece in the kiln and added the pattern and the color that way.
That sounds tasty, you know.
So, yeah, exactly.
Kind of like making candy.
You can use stencils. You can use, you can paint with the powders themselves, or you can paint with enamels on the glass to get color. So I have found through the years I've done a variety of different hobbies, and actually there's a lot of things that you can incorporate back into this glass studio and use some of those same techniques.
So creativity is the key. Again, our guest is Jolene Jewell from Greenbush, Minnesota, a glass artist, and she also teaches how to work with glass. And she has a display of work on location now at the Artist Council's Artist Gallery. That's in downtown East Grand Forks. She has two pieces of work on display right now for the juried art exhibit there. And, Jolene, do you have a contact website for folks to check out more about your work?
Yes, I do, and I don't, unfortunately, keep it as updated as I should, but it's a Facebook page, which you don't have to be a Facebook member to access, but it's facebook.com/glassbyjolene.
Facebook.com/glassbyjolene, Jolene, correct?
Yes.
All right. And do you have a contact phone number?
Yes, 218-782-2163. Or my cell number is 218-686-2817.
Those numbers again, area code 218-782-2163, or Jolene's cell at 218-686-2817. I have thoroughly enjoyed our conversation again, Jolene. Thank you so much for joining us, and I hope to talk again.
Thank you. Sounds wonderful.
Jolene Jewell from Greenbush, Minnesota, and we talked again about the big exhibit of art at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery in downtown East Grand Forks. There's a reception in honor of participating artists on Saturday, October 31st. That's between 2 and 5 p.m. Of course, everyone's welcome to attend. At 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon, there'll be awards for first and second prizes, as well as the People's Choice Award. Our update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council every Tuesday, just after 3 on Pioneer 90.1.